It is a great joy for us, the brothers, to be able to pray with you this evening here in the Cathedral of Ljubljana. As our dear Archbishop Lojze Uran said, between Slovenia and our Teze community, there are bonds that go back such a long time. Already in the 70s, people came from Slovenia to Teze. Brother Roger came here in 1981 to Stichna, and we cannot forget the meeting in Ljubljana of 1987.
Veliko veselje je za nas, brate, da lahko nocoj molimo z vami tukaj v Ljubljanski stolnici. Kot je rekel že naš dragi nadškof Alojz Uran, med Slovenijo in našo tezejsko skupnostjo so vezi, ki trajajo že zelo, zelo dolgo. Že ob koncu 70-ih let prejšnjega stoletja so prišli Slovenci v Teze. Brat Rože je prišel sem prvič leta 1981 v Stično. In ne moremo pozabiti mednarodnega srečanja mladih, ki ste ga pripravili z nami leta 1987.
Dear Archbishop Alojz Uran and dear Father Matej Revnik, our friendship dates from this meeting in Ljubljana 20 years ago. At Centvid, which was your parish at that time, we lived for 3 months with you, and you introduced us so well in the reality of the Slovenian Church. We realized that the Christian faith had deep roots in Slovenia, and this is a gift that your church can share. And this gives us hope also for the future, now in a secularized society.
Dragi nadškof Alojz Uran in dragi oče Matej Zevnik, naše prijateljstvo z vama je od tistega srečanja. V Šentvidu, ki je bil tedaj vajna župnija, smo živeli z vama 3 mesece in tako dobro sta nas upeljala v resničnost slovenske cerkve. Spoznali smo, da ima krščanska vera v Sloveniji globoke korenine in to je dar, ki ga vaša cerkev lahko deli z drugimi in ki tudi daje upanje za v današnjem sekulariziranem svetu.
What remains fixed in my memory from the meeting in 1987 is that at that time Slovenia was the place in Europe where we could bring together young people from the East and the West. And during the preparation of the meeting in Ljubljana, we realized how important it was in particular to bring together young people from the different peoples of the entire region. What a joy it was to hear during the prayer readings not only in Slovenian, but in Italian, German, Croatian, Albanian, Serbian, Slovak, Hungarian and Macedonian.
V mojem spominu se je od srečanja leta 1987 ohranilo predvsem to, da je bila takrat Slovenija tisti kraj v Evropi, kjer smo lahko pripravili srečanje mladih z vzhoda in zahoda. In med pripravljanjem srečanja v Ljubljani smo spoznali, da je še prav posebno važno srečevanje mladih različnih narodov iz celotne regije. Kakšno veselje je bilo, ko smo med molitvijo slišali berila ne le v slovenščini, ampak tudi v italijanščini, nemščini, hrvaščini, albanščini, srbščini, slovaščini, mađarščini in makedonščini.
Because of its history, Slovenia is open to both the East and the West. So I would like to ask the young Christians of Slovenia, are you aware that still today there is a call for you to live this double openness to the East and to the West.
Slovenija je zaradi svoje zgodovine odprta tako na vzhod kot na zahod. Zato bi rad vprašal mlade slovenske kristijane. Ali se zavedate, da ste danes še vedno poklicani, da živite to dvojno odprtost proti vzhodu in proti zahodu?
There is still so much to do to bring the countries of Eastern and Western Europe closer together. The Church can open ways forward. For this, it is important for us to find a new freshness in the proclamation of the Gospel that takes into account the transformations of our societies. This renewal is not first of all a program. It begins rather in our hearts.
Še vedno je treba veliko narediti, da bi tesneje povezali države vzhodne in zahodne Evrope. Cerkev lahko odpira poti naprej. Zato je pomembno, da najdemo nove in sveže načine za oznanjevanje evangelija, ki bodo upoštevali spremembe v naših družbah. Ta prenova ni v prvi vrsti program, pravzaprav se začne v naših srcih.
The words of St. John that we read this evening set us on the road to this renewal. God sent his only Son into the world so that we may live through him. Yes, our world needs brave women and men whose lives are rooted in God, who show by their entire life that they belong not only to themselves, but to God.
Besede svetega Janeza, ki smo jih brali nocoj, nam zarisujejo pot do te prenove. Bog je poslal v svet svojega edinorojenega sina, da bi živeli po njem. Da, naš svet potrebuje pogumne žene in može, katerih življenje je zakorenjeno v Bogu, ki z vsem svojim življenjem kažejo, da ne pripadajo samo sami sebi, ampak Bogu.
We would like then to remember that all of us are enabled to live a friendship with Christ. It is not for nothing that he tells us in the Gospel, I do not call you servants any longer, I call you friends.
Nadalje bi se radi spomnili, da vsi lahko živimo prijateljstvo s Kristusom. Ni kar tako, da nam Jezus pravi v evangeliju, ne imenujem vas več služabnike, imenujem vas prijatelje.
There is an icon here that expresses this, the icon of friendship. It comes from Egypt, it is from the 6th century. We see Christ placing his hand on the shoulder of his friend to walk with him, to accompany him. Looking at this icon already is a prayer that unites us to God.
Tu je ikona, ki to izraža, ikona prijateljstva. Prihaja iz Egipta, nastala je v 6. stoletju. Vidimo Kristusa, ki polaga roko na ramo svojega prijatelja, da bo hodil z njim, da ga bo spremljal. Ko gledamo to ikono, je to že molitev, ki nas združuje z Bogom.
We have prepared this copy of this icon for you here in Slovenia. It will help you, the young people, to undertake little pilgrimages of trust from one parish to another, or to a hospital, a home for abandoned children, or to other places where people suffer. By this simple means, you can communicate a hope and a joy from the gospel.
Kopijo te ikone smo pripravili za vas v Sloveniji. Pomagala bo vam mladim, da boste šli na majhna romanja zaupanja, iz ene župnije v drugo, v bolnišnico, v dom za zapuščene otroke ali na druge kraje, kjer ljudje trpijo. S tem preprostim sredstvom lahko širite upanje in veselje evangelija.
Christ unites us in one communion, the communion of the church. Let us widen this communion. Let us go beyond the separations that remain. If we could do all in our power to make it more evident that the church is a place of friendship for all.
Kristus nas povezuje v eno občestvo, občestvo cerkve. Razširimo to občestvo. Pojdimo onkraj ločitev, ki ostajajo. Ko bi mogli storiti vse, kar je v naši moči, da bi postalo bolj očitno, da je cerkev prostor prijateljstva za vse.
And we all would like to remember, Christ is looking for our friendship. He places His Holy Spirit in us. He goes before us and He walks alongside us wherever we go.
Zapomnimo si, Kristus išče naše prijateljstvo. V nas polaga Svetega Duha. Hodi pred nami in hodi ob nas, kamorkoli gremo.